Blue Apron, Take Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And for you guys just joining us for the first time, what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth and one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is the lie. And we do that streaming live here from the Comedy Store's YouTube page. People are playing along. If you're listening to us out in podcast land, know that we do stream live here at the Comedy Store's YouTube page Mondays at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30. Jessica, would you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. Thank you so much. This young lady over here, I actually met her with Russell Peters. We had a good time. It was fight night. She's doing stand-up all up, down California. Mm-hmm. She's not here in L.A., but she's going to sign up tonight for the potluck. This is Jazzwick.
Welcome to the show, Jazzwick.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And this gentleman, I've been trying to get him on for a long time.
I know, I can't believe it.
I've been stalking him on Instagram for so long. You might know him as the Liberal Redneck. He has his Well-Read tour that he's out on.
Wonderful.
Happy to have him here in California more these days. This is Trey Crowder.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Trey Crowder.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited that you could be on that. And how long has your tour been going on?
Since like 2016.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, we'll take a month off here and there, but pretty much it's been going perpetually.
Wonderful. And do you do a lot of political humor within your act?
Before I had those videos, the Liberal Redneck videos going viral or whatnot, I would not have described myself as a like political comedian, uh-huh. but I've always talked about shit that I wasn't supposed to talk about, according to people where I grew up, meaning the Bible or racism, gay people, whatever, all this type, like that type of stuff. And also, a little bit of politics here and there. But it's not like ripped from the headlines like a Bill Maher monologue type thing at all.
Right, right. I know a lot of political comedians, and sometimes they tell me I really love the spot I'm in and that I get to have a voice. But sometimes I just want to do dick jokes.
Seriously,
Fugle sayings, I just want to talk about sex or my kid. Yes. But everyone's like, political jokes.
No, that's absolutely a thing for me, yes. Some people come to my shows that think that I'm just going to be up there talking about Trump for an hour. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I definitely relate to that. Anytime I had this bit about my wife freaking out over a cricket being in the house that she couldn't find, mm-hmm. and it actually worked. And I was so thrilled with that because it was just just a stupid story about my wife. And I I feel so good to not have to, infuse that with some kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, no, I feel you because
the cricket could have been gay.
Probably was. But I feel you on that because I worked with Fugelsang on a show called Comedy Nation for 3 years, and then it just got so crazy. It was just nice to do this show where we could just be silly again and just do jokes. So I can certainly appreciate that. Should we start the show?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
You're looking at me
that wasn't the show?
Yeah.
This has not been the show.
Okay.
But we do want to welcome for people that are playing along. Are people signed up yet playing along?
Yeah, our good friend Leah down in Bartow, Florida is back. She said, didn't expect that accent out of Trey. Didn't think anyone could out-Southern you, Austin, but I think you've met your match.
Yes. Right. Yeah. True that. Well, welcome you guys. Have fun playing along. And let's see, who should start the stories? Trey?
Okay. So just tell the damn story.
Tell the damn story.
Yeah, obviously, don't tell us. We're going to interrogate you a little bit.
Yeah,
don't be afraid.
Don't cry.
All right. So I'm going to do mine in chronological order. So first story, when I was in college.
I thought you meant chronological, here's a life first. I was
No. When I was in college, I waited tables for 5 years, and I did it at a couple different chain restaurants, like Applebee's, O'Charlie's, in Cookeville, Tennessee.
I worked at the Waffle House.
Which, where?
In Goldsboro, North Carolina.
That sounds like a damn good Waffle House to me. So I like to tell this story to I feel like it's a good representation of that general experience, waiting tables at that kind of restaurant in Cookeville, Tennessee, which is halfway between Nashville and Knoxville on I-40. Most people, if they know about it at all, it's just that's where you stop for gas on your way to Nashville or something. It's I stopped there for a degree because that's where I went to college. And it was a metropolis compared to the town I grew up in. But anyway, so that's the job I had while I was there. And one day, relatively early on, one night, it was a Saturday night, I was working at Applebee's, and this guy comes in, and he's just the cast of Swamp People would have told this guy to scale it back a bit.
You know, really? I love watching Swamp People and, so much.
He comes in there with his lovely wife, who is, I can best describe as demonstrably meth-addled, and they're like...
And she probably weighed 85 pounds.
Right, and they're five lovely children.
You know, but, which I'm sure were very calm and polite.
Yeah.
All with shaved heads.
Right. Took me a minute to even process what you're saying because it's so absurd. Anyway, they come in, they sit down, and it's Saturday, like I said, and I'm busy as hell, and I haven't been doing it all that long, like a year, maybe a year and a half or something. And so this is like a seven top with only two adults at it. And I come up and I, you know, get my ass kicked. And I can tell this guy's just your stereotypical. Like, as soon as I see him, I know it's like, this is not going to be great. And I go up to him, and the guy's like, orders for everybody else. And he looks at me and he goes,
what makes the onion bloom?
Because if it's science, I don't like
that now.
I don't fuck with science. He looks at me finally, and I get to him, and he's like, steak, extra well done, baked potato butter only. Right, and that's it. He stops. It's like, you know, this guy, he knows what he likes, and what he likes ain't queer. You know what I mean? Like, and I, and I didn't even think about it in the moment because I'm so frazzled. I'm in the weeds. But like, every entree at Applebee's, at least at that time, came with two sides and a roll. Right, automatically.
So I had to ask.
So I get back, but I got back to the computer before that occurred to me. I've already rang in the whole rest of the order. Somebody's waiting on the computer behind me. And his is the last order. And then I realized, like, shit, he only said one side item. And I fully admit this was a rookie mistake. But I thought, hey, everybody likes
potato?
That's what I would have done.
That's
what I should have done.
Oh!
That's what I should have done. Like, obviously.
Right.
But I hit macaroni and cheese because I was like, who doesn't like macaroni and cheese? Right. Well, stay tuned. So it comes out a little bit later. And I'm still getting my ass handed to me, so I dish it all out, him last. And I'm like, all right, let me know if you need anything, guys. Okay. And then I go to leave, but I can't leave because he grabs my wrist like that.
He probably doesn't like the mac and cheese touching his baked potato.
Well, it was
and
in
his...
a little boat, you know, like a little,
that's,
boat,
that's good,
little
then.
Boat thing.
Okay.
But I could go turn around, he's like, hey, buddy. And I turn around, like, yes, sir. And he looks at me and he goes, what the fuck is that? And I was like, that's. It's just macaroni and cheese. I thought you'd be like, everybody seemed pretty popular. I thought you'd be like, you know, macaroni. He was like, it's like, I ain't want no goddamn macaroni and cheese. Takes his fork with his other hand and just like takes his fork and just scoops all the macaroni and cheese out of the little boat onto the table, like directly onto the table. It's like a sign of protest, I guess. And like looking at me the whole time and then gets done. And it was like, just stares at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll get my manager. I'll be right back. You know, I apologize. And I go to leave, but I'm unable to leave because he's like still got me. He's like, hold on. What the fuck is that? And I said, it's a roll. You know, like who doesn't like roll? Like having then
it
worked at O'Charlie's. I know. And having then worked at O'Charlie's after that, I could tell you for sure, like fucking rednecks, which is white people of all varieties, really, and free rolls are like this,
yes,
son.
Right.
Like,
yes,
they
yes,
love
yes,
that
yes,
shit,
yes.
Right? But this dude, no. And he takes his steak knife and, like, slap shots it off the table and into the floor. And then I go get the manager. He comes over there and, of course, apologizes, you know, like, just
apologizing
grovels.
For what? That you gave him too much food?
But that's how they do, or at least the where
so
I
work. So
we
have five
at.
Kids. Give it to one of the children.
Right. Well, I've never had a manager, and I'm not even talking shit about them because some of them I really liked, but like I never had a manager who wasn't that way while I was waiting tables, meaning like it did not matter the circumstances unless they were like trying to fucking fight somebody or something, but I never saw any shit like that. But like they always were just totally groveling at the, I'm so sorry, and like took care of his steak and everything. And
oh
fucking,
my God.
Are you serious?
But yeah. Well, again, that was like very much the norm for me. Yeah. Anytime, like, people could be a total nightmare and they would end up just getting taken care of.
And they didn't tip probably, huh?
Hell no. That was like a foregone conclusion. You know what I mean? Pretty
much. You
already
knew that was going to, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the most, I did that for 5 years and I had a few other like nightmare scenarios, but that was probably the most.
So that's your story,
one.
That you were a waiter at Applebee's and some guy was just a complete redneck and rude to you. And
did you have to sing happy birthday at Applebee's?
No. Not at O'Charlie's. Not the one in Cookeville. Nor at O'Charlie's either.
Yeah, that's suspicious. That's a little suspicious.
I mean, all right.
By the way, sitting to the right of me is Austin Walker. He is our on-air producer. And sitting in the booth and switching the cameras is Michael Evans. Michael, what do you think of this story, Michael?
I think that, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck on if you'd ever had to sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Like, because I'm trying to think of other weird anomalies. Like, I've driven like 1,000 Lyfts and 1,000 Ubers, and I've never had someone throw up or do anything weird in my car.
Oh, really?
So, like, that's another strange. Maybe he just landmine just danced through every birthday on every shift. He just had one.
No, we didn't. We didn't do it. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not saying I never did it. We did not. That wasn't a thing. You get a little birthday cake with like a balloon tied around the fork or whatever, but not. We didn't do the singing thing.
Applebee's seems like a place that sings to you on your birthday.
Yeah, and any place called Oh Charlie's.
Oh Charlie's, definitely.
Right?
I worked at Magic Kingdom, and even we.
Yeah, you're already singing, just saying the name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what Oh Charlie's is.
Yeah.
They've never. Applebee's is nationwide. I don't like. They might do different things, different places. Uh-huh. I don't know. But like Oh Charlie's, the corporate headquarters, I worked at the number one Oh Charlie's in the entire country. I y'all know. The number one Oh Charlie's in the entire country.
But this happened at an Applebee's.
Yes.
But this happened at an Applebee's.
I started there, wasn't there long because it's shit like, I mean, in the grand scheme of
things. Kept putting rolls on plates, right. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck that
job up. I mean, that's a simple story, but this is not only a podcast, but it is a game, and that's a good tactic to take as a simple story. And I guess we'll move along for now because I can't really judge it until we hear your second story.
Fair
and
enough.
What you do with that. So, Jazz, why don't you
I do have some comments real quick
online. Okay, let's do it.
Leah has never waited tables before, but she is convinced that she'd be a better waiter than Trey. And Ken Lofgren, who is back and not dead, so we can cancel the search warrant on that.
Ken.
He says, I've never not once didn't sing Happy Birthday at any restaurant I worked at. Now, there might be a double negative in there, but I think what he's saying is he's always saying Happy Birthday at the restaurants that he's worked at.
Yeah, Applebee's is kind of a Happy Birthday place. That where they say
like Chili's, rival of Chili's in my mind.
But then again, like I can totally see that story happen because the little town that my dad lives in, Marion, Kansas, next to that they have an Applebee's in the little town next to it. So I mean, I could see where that would definitely happen with all that, and people are very specific about their food because they haven't had a big variety of food. Right?
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. I think if you're given extra food, then you just put it to the side and don't eat it.
Well, if you have five kids sitting there,
you give it to one of them. I mean, you don't say no to the extra food.
Well, how was he dressed?
I think for this guy, it was about the fact, I mean, like a trucker at a, you know, I like the hat with like the mullet type thing going down and like some kind of like shirt with a cartoon on it. Not like a cartoon character, like like a cartoon truck. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I'm a little lost myself.
Like they're like
a transformer?
No.
No, I know what you mean, dude. Just some t-shirt art.
Yeah.
T-shirt art. Jesus.
Art.
I know that Jessica is relieved that you didn't turn to her as the master of white trash people. Yeah. Like, Austin, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I wore my gator shirt for a reason.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, that's a good first story. Let's start with your story, Jess.
All right. I apologize. I'm fighting some allergies, so my voice keeps kind of cutting in and out. It's so annoying. But my story, I realize I've had a lot of weird paranormal stuff. So I was thinking kind of a lot about the stuff that my family, stuff that they've told me. And, you know, when I've had family members pass away, I've had some really weird shit happen.
You know that this room happens to be haunted.
I love it. We don't get enough of this shit.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. He thinks there's like, spectral
orbs?
Orbs going on. And it's like, it's dust in the camera.
Energy, I believe the sage.
They're probably surrounding. I'll send you the video afterwards. They're probably all around
all
you
that
right
stuff.
Now.
I love it. I'm in, dude.
Okay, we're in. So, basically, I always get kind of weirded feelings in around Halloween because I've had even stuff around Halloween. So it's almost like I can't even do haunted houses anymore just because I'm too much in my head now. So I had just moved into an apartment in Huntington Beach, and it was a couple of months before October. And they told me when I move in, everything was fine. They just needed to do the light fixtures and install a fan in the bathroom, like bring it up to code. Because they're like, oh, we don't have a fan. You're going to get mold if you take a shower. So we have to put it, you know, build everything to code. And what girl doesn't like a loud fan in her bathroom? Right. So I was excited. I was like, yes, I'm getting a Loud fan. So they install it. I go to work, come back. I'm happy. Everything's installed. The next morning I'm getting ready for work and there is, I noticed this like little worm on the floor and it's like a squishy worm, like a worm that I don't know. And mind you, I just moved to Huntington.
That you don't know?
Listen, this was a strange worm.
Okay. He didn't introduce himself, okay? Right, yeah. No, but it was like, I'm coming into Huntington Beach, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's like a weird beach worm, but I'm not technically by the beach.
What did it look like?
It was like, it was squishy.
Like, okay.
Well, most worms are.
She was doing a hang loose sign. That's how she knew it was a beach worm.
So I didn't know, and I didn't have time to Google it. I was just like, okay, I picked it up with a napkin, and I didn't want to kill it because it was too squishy. So I just run outside, and I throw it in the bushes. And then I'm kind of freaked out, but I had to go to work. So go to work, and I'm still thinking, like, what is this fucking worm? Come back home. There's nothing on the floor, but I left the light on, which is connected to the new fan. And I leave the light on, go to the kitchen, come back. Now there's two worms, and they're just, like, kind of scurrying along.
How big are the worms?
They're like, this big.
Are they white?
I didn't know. They were, like, a beige color. So I couldn't figure it out.
How long were they?
Cubans.
They were, like, this... They were, like, one was bigger than the other. That's what was freaking me out.
Were they maggots?
I didn't know. I actually didn't. I've never really seen maggots. So, So I thought, I'm looking along the bottom of the floor, and I'm like, is there any holes in the floor? So same thing. I grab them again. I go outside, and I throw them out. And now I'm looking. Now I'm freaking out. And it's, like, 9 o'clock at night now, because this is the end of the day. And I see one just fall from the ceiling. And now I'm like, okay. So I look up, and in the new little fan that they installed, mm-hmm. and there's that cover, there's, uh-huh. like, a shadow of them, and they're just, like, five of them just, squirming around. And I don't have anyone home, and I didn't know what to do. Maintenance I can't call, like, Terminix, because I live in an apartment. So I end up grabbing the thing, and then I throw it in a bag, and I throw it. I'm basically
grabbing what thing? The top of the
uh-huh. fan. Yeah,
it just came off like that.
Yeah, I could pull it off, and because I didn't know what to do, there was like little holes. So rather than have them there all night, I throw that piece in the bag, take it outside, and then I ended up taping everything with paper. So I didn't have anyone to help.
And you just had how did you do that? Did you have a chair?
I'm a short girl. I'm 5'2". So I always have like big like ladders around my house for spiders and stuff. So I go and then
You have more than one ladder?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I have a baby stool and then I have like the three stepper. Uh-huh. So then I get up there and I tape it shut. And I shit you not, the next morning, they're like, there's a couple like trying to get out. So uh-huh. these guys were aggressive.
Well, when I heard what you did to their buddies, they're like,
they're coming for me. And so finally maintenance comes.
Yeah, they heard that you evicted Cheryl and Todd.
That shit don't stand.
Yeah. Poor Todd.
No, they were coming. And then, so maintenance finally comes and he's like, starts his day like at middle of the day. So that was really annoying because I was hoping like I texted him at 8 o'clock. And he's like, oh, I can't be there till 12. And I'm like, I have an infestation. Like, help me. I don't know where this is. And I wanted to believe at this point maybe they were maggots. But how? You know, where's the source? So he ends up telling me he's going to go upstairs. And there's an attic that my apartment connects to because it's older. And not something I realized when I moved in there. But he takes the ladder. He has a full ladder.
Oh, not one of your many ladders that you have hanging around.
His ladder.
Okay.
He goes into the attic and he comes back out. He's like, you want the good news or the bad news? And I was like, I want to know the worst news possible. He's like, a rat died above your bathroom and they didn't plug the holes and the maggots are basically trying to escape.
And you couldn't smell the dead rat?
Exactly. That's what they said. But
well, because the fan was sucking out. Dude, it was an exhaust fan.
Yeah, but if you've ever had a dead animal in your house,
yeah, my roommate.
But that's
and I,
in your freezer.
We're always using like incense too. So I got like sage and like patchouli. So maybe I didn't even notice it.
And maybe pretty fresh.
Yeah. Well, and it was like really hot that week. So, and it was literally like, it was around Halloween.
So you're telling me it was really hot and you didn't smell a dead animal above you?
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what they said. They're like, how did you not know?
Well, it couldn't have been there that long because if they just installed it.
Yeah. And they just...
I'm sure they would have moved.
But you were saying on the first night that you moved in, you saw that.
Oh, no. No, I was there like this was Halloween and I moved in there like maybe about a month before.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, oh, we're going to put in some new stuff. Yeah. And I was excited. And then after I was like, look, I'm like, where can I move? Like,
Yeah. Well, you don't need to move. I mean,
oh, I was terrified.
Sky, you know?
Yeah. I might have to call into question, because when you have a critter, especially rats are fat little fucks. If you have, you know, sorry to say the F word. But,
no, I used to breed rats. You know
yes,
that, right?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. Why did you do that?
Because she had a snake in England. Everybody knows.
Oh, right.
But then I just bred him in Sacramento for fun, for pets. And
just for sport.
Just for fun.
Wow.
For the bloodline.
Wowie.
She was going to feed him to her cat, and then it died. And she put it in the freezer. So.
The cat's in
something's
the freezer.
What's wrong with your rats, man? You're breeding poison rats.
I had this experience because I moved to Topanga last year, and there's a lot of flies in Topanga.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a little garbage can, and it's a really tiny, because the big one I put outside because and the flooring is this weird type of, I live in a trailer. I'm not embarrassed to say that to you guys.
It's a very nice trailer. I don't know why
it's
she very, does
it's,
this.
But because it's a trailer.
It's the nicest trailer
I think you're amongst
ever
friends
been to.
Today.
It's a trailer. It's a mobile home trailer, 1963. It's really cool. But the flooring is like that. Vinyl flooring that has like it's black with the white little lines, squiggles and speckles, you know, like cafeteria flooring, but it's really funky looking. And so one day, I didn't realize this. I was walking around in my little kitchen, right? And then I see something move on the floor, right? And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I look all on the floor. There's like 1,000 of them, right? And I was, it was like,
1,000 flies?
1,000 maggots, right?
Oh, man.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like that. And they are hard to catch, dude.
Well, where did your maggots come from?
Who's your maggot guy?
I just jumped up and down, Jessica. No, they came from the trash can. Was like this little trash can, and it was like slightly askew, and a fly had gotten in there, I guess. And it took me, because I didn't, you know, you didn't see them like coming out of the thing, but it was just like, my God, they were everywhere. And so I could see where that would be, if you didn't know what that was, how that would be frightening. But that being said, I can't believe that a dead rat would be in your attic for a month and you would not smell it, because
it wasn't a month.
She said she was there for a month.
Don't you think if they put the fan in, they would have, if the rat was there, they would have moved it?
But she said that, how long did it take before you got the fan in there?
So I was there for at least a month. And then the particular week that it was hot is when
they put the fan
maggot,
in.
Yeah, same week. Yeah.
So and they put the fan in, the sequence, and then a week later, you had maggots.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
And the maintenance guy.
No, Jessica, I don't see what you're saying.
And the maintenance guy described to me that, like, rats are very oily. And he's like, yeah, I saw his little streak of where he traveled. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Right.
Yeah. So it was only there for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I had a friend
in a hot attic
that I dated, and he had something like under his bathtub or something in a little apartment, and it
I
smelled.
I have skunks that live under my house.
Yeah, it was a dead animal.
Like right now,
every goddamn thing you say,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I can't believe there was no smell, especially a rat, because that is like when there's death underneath the house or in the attic.
You should try living in a trailer that is in front of a field. That they cut, right?
Jessica.
Every year. And then you just get mice,
yes,
mice.
Yes. I live in Topanga. It's a big field.
Yeah, but they don't cut it.
Well, that might be true.
Pulling your trailer card over here.
Yeah, I know. Don't make
that
me
ain't
pull
even a
my
trailer
card around you fucks.
He lives in an Airstream. It don't
care. No, it's not an Airstream. I wish.
It's retro to her.
It's funky. It's cool. It's funky, but it is a trailer. All right. Well, that's a good story. By the way, I wanted everyone to know we're brought to you by Blue Apron. If you ever wanted to try a meal delivery service, why not try Blue Apron? Sometimes I'm on the road, not very much, but when I am, the last thing I want to do is go to the grocery store one last time. Right, Jessica?
I never want to go to the grocery store, and I live right in front of one.
There you go. And Blue Apron also delivers wine. They do lovely food and wine pairings, so you might want to give that a chance. If you decide to go look at Blue Apron, and you decide you're going to try it, when you go to the checkout, if there's a little box, a code box, please put it Liars, and you'll get either $30 off or 30%. We have to check the email, but just do us a favor, go to Blue Apron. All right. Got that out of the way. Trey, your second story.
Okay.
He's dumbfounded by the professionalism of this podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
It's like, oh, wow, it's the whole thing. All right. This was more comedy related. When I was
still in Knoxville and like very much a baby comic, like 18 months in or less, I did a prank show pilot for CMT called Prove It, in which I
meaning like moonshine proof.
No. No, that'd make a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. No, prove it. Like, prove that you have got the balls to do this stupid thing we're telling you to do, basically. So, like, I got, like, hit across my bare chest with a mop that had been shoved in a toilet. Because that's hilarious. And
clean toilet or dirty toilet?
It was supposed to be... Ostensibly, it was dirty, but they told me, like, it's not real, but I bet it was actually dirty.
It sounds more like a jackass of...
It was...
Country
one
jackass.
One of the important details of it is that it was being done by, as in produced by, or whatever, the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, okay.
So it was more that style, but they were doing it for CMT, so there you go, right? And we had to eat peppers blindfolded, but, like... I never really got that because, like, I wouldn't have known really. All the peppers look kind of the same, but, like, a couple of them would just, like, light your ass on fire, you know,
right.
And it would let you drink anything. And dress up like a banana and sing Taylor Swift songs in Market Square.
Hold on, you ate the peppers blindfolded, but they all look kind of different. How, if you're blindfolded, how do you know what they look like?
Okay, we were
saw
a group.
Beforehand.
We were a group. Yeah, there was four of us. And I saw the first... Two do the pepper thing before me. But when I walk up, I'm still blindfolded. And it's, they mix the bowl up and shit. They were slicker than that. Anyway, dress up like a banana and sing Taylor Swift songs in Market Square. And
did you do that?
Yeah.
What song did you sing of Taylor Swift's? Could you sing it for us right now?
No, I could not.
Really?
No,
really?
I could not.
Really not sweet. One little bar?
No, it was the...
Come on,
hey,
now.
Hey there, Romeo. I'll be the prince and I'll be the princess.
Yes.
Story, baby, just
say yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, about that.
There you go. I don't know why you hesitated.
I start with the bim, 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 bim. I had to find it. That's a real put on the spot thing, depending on the person. Any song.
We like to do that.
Sing that now. But I got there. But anyway, it was the Impractical Jokers, and they did two of them at the same time. And they sent CMT both cast, meaning two of them as in two casts of four, completely different. And it was for CMT. And the one I was in, we're like, the hillbilly cast or whatever,
right,
the southern cast.
Right.
And the other cast was like Mormons, four Mormons, like super Mormony Mormons.
Mormon.
Hold on. And where were you? Where were
Knoxville, Tennessee.
In Knoxville?
Well, they're not Mormons in Knoxville.
They were not from Knoxville. Okay. They got flown there from, I assume, Utah.
These were not Knoxville Mormons.
No. Okay. All
right. They came from, I assume, Utah.
Uh-huh.
I
right.
But I was just like, I always thought that was weird because...
It was very weird.
And it was an open casting call thing that I got by...
Yes, tell us.
Filming myself snorting hot sauce.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we happen to have some hot sauce here.
Yeah, you're not going to believe it.
From Blue Apron. From Blue Apron.
Take back dinner.
What? Did you do a lot of crazy stuff like that before
no.
you found...
No.
Oh, okay.
Never at all. And I was doing comedy at the time, but that didn't have anything to do with it.
So
they didn't see me at the club or anything. You got something, kid.
Now, when you snorted the hot sauce, did you use a straw? Like, how did you snort the hot sauce?
It, like, on, like, a little paper plate. And just went
a line of hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
And don't ask me the brand of hot sauce because I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Was it a lot of hot sauce or a little bit?
No, like a line,
Yeah.
Like a line.
Come on, dumbass, a line.
Chopping up hot sauce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember the brand. And then I had a...
What happened when you snorted that hot sauce?
It fucking burned. And I was just like, oh, shit, God. Crank my own red up a lot. You know what I mean?
No, we're both from the South. Did you ever, like, huff air freshener?
No.
No, I avoided that, but
okay. Well, I mean, so, whatever, you know, cool.
You
had some go arounds with the Glade Demon, huh?
Oh, yeah,
the Glade Demon.
It'll get you. And it didn't go. Can't imagine why. But like at the time, I was so insanely excited and thrilled about the whole thing.
This is going to be it.
This
yeah,
is
I know that feeling.
It.
Yeah.
This is it. And I'm only 18 months in. I'm still in Knoxville and all this. And I'm like, I'm here.
This is my ticket out of here.
I've arrived.
I'm going to Utah to be with the Mormons.
Yeah. And then it didn't go. And then it was nothing shit else for me for the next 4 or 5 years after that or whatever.
Now, did they ask you to do something where you're like, no?
No.
Right.
And no, I did it all.
And there was only the 3 things they asked you to do?
No, there were others, but I didn't do. One of them was in a bar. The Tennessee was playing football, and it was a bar in downtown Knoxville.
Yeah,
as soon as I said that, I saw you gearing up. I walked right into this shit. Anyway, it was a bar in downtown Knoxville, so it's filled with people watching the game, and 2 of the other people on my team had to go in there and do something. I literally can't remember. I didn't do that one. We also went to a skating rink. That's where I got hit with the mop. But they did other shit at the skating rink that I don't remember because I wasn't.
Was it good money?
Yeah, did you get paid? They probably didn't pay you much.
No,
right?
We did get paid, but I mean, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Like whatever the minimum was that they could have at the time,
all right.
Which I don't even remember.
Do we have any questions from people online that are lovingly playing along?
Always 54 says, who doesn't do that? Sounds like a typical weekend at his house. I mean, slapping my
Jesus.
April Schneider said, snorting hot sauce, that ain't funny. It's just dumb. But I explained to her.
I agree.
How old were you at the time?
25,
26. 26?
Yeah, a little 26? Old for that.
That's a little that's a little hijinky for 26.
I know. Yeah, I'm not defending any of that shit.
Ken Lofgren is not buying this story because of a pause before you said the snorting hot sauce thing. Felt like you were acting.
Oh, I was. He thinks that I. Okay.
He thinks you were like getting into character or something.
All right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but you remember how we were always saying, like, when people are remembering
they
kind
of stagger about for the actual words sometimes because you're remembering it.
They didn't have to rehearse that one because they're like, it's true.
I know what he's talking about. That was me being like, oh, God damn it. About the thing that I did.
Uh-huh.
It was me like cringing inwardly.
Okay.
Before saying it.
Okay.
And he saw that and thinks that was bullshit. No, that's fair.
We've never actually had anyone voice that we've made them cringe inwardly while we're doing the podcast. It's always after, like, that made me cringe.
Question from online. How old are you now, Trey?
33. I'll be 34 in April.
Ah, you have kids?
Uh-huh.
April 9th, right?
No.
Fuck. I thought I was.
Was that just a random thing? Okay.
I just thought I thought you told me.
If you got it right, holy shit. You do that with everybody all the time. That's like, a funny thing to do. They say their birth month, and you're just like, the 17th, right? And you're like, it could be. And eventually you're going to get
one. You're
going to
get one right.
You're going to get one eventually.
Yeah. April what, though?
The 8th.
Oh, 8, because I knew it. Mine's the 7th. We were close.
We want to say hey real quick to Lori because she's tuned in from Cookeville, Tennessee right now.
Nice.
So, I mean,
welcome.
Go Golden Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Did she ever see that CMT?
It didn't.
Ever
no, 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 no.
It never aired.
It didn't go. Well, it never saw the light of day.
You didn't get anything on there?
No, that is very much par for the course.
And
in
did
my
any of
like,
the
nothing
actual
ever
Impractical Jokers come? Any of those guys actually
2 of them.
Came?
2 of them.
Which ones?
Myrrh and Joe.
All right.
Did you know what the name of the club was that you got slapped in the chest with the mop?
It was the skating
That was
rink.
At the skating rink.
Oh, the skating rink.
The bar,
rink.
If I'm not mistaken, was the Roaming Gnome. But I'm.
You know a bar called Cotton Eye Joe's in Knoxville?
Yes, of course.
I worked with Brett Michaels there.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Crazy timing, Knoxville.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't Knoxville have the most restaurants per capita or something? Yeah. Per
that's
New
York City. No.
Per the
there's
amount
a lot of
capitas
in New York City.
Per the amount of people.
Right.
Because there's, I guess, didn't they used to have a side splitters there?
Yes.
Yeah, then Knoxville has the most amount of chain restaurants than any other city in the country.
No shit.
Because it's people drive through Knoxville a lot. It's a big thing. Yeah, and per the amount of people. I remember because I worked side splitters and the owner.
When did you do that?
This is about,
I don't know. It's closed now.
Yeah,
it closed
down. Yeah, like 8 or 9 years ago, and the guy was like, "This is most restaurants and blah 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 blah."
Was his name Coley? That sounds like a shit Coley.
No. But I remember that weirdly.
He was upselling.
Yes, okay. Upselling the.
I never heard that, but PF Chang's. I guess I could.
That
buy
was
it.
Weirdly in Knoxville. I think I probably said, why is there a P.F. Chang's here? And then he gave me that information because I was like, so weird.
Real quick, somebody's calling this a lie because of the fact that Impractical Jokers hasn't been long enough, around long enough to add up with that timeline. They say it's only been 6 or 7 years.
Been trying, maybe they were trying to find, like they were, that's what they were
doing. No. Impractical. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Let me speak for a second. I started comedy in 2010. And I said I've been doing it for about a year, maybe a year and a half. So this would have been 12-ish probably. Check it. I don't know. I mean, it was then. I'll say this. I didn't know.
That's a good point.
When they first showed up.
For a long time, though.
Yeah.
I want to say since I was in high school, and that's almost 10 years.
Yeah. But to have that much success where they're going to let them produce another show.
I don't know. That shit boomed right away. I mean, yeah. I think it's been around a lot longer than Kenneth is making it sound like online.
I think so, too. Maybe in Washington. Well, you're from Washington, Mike.
We're not allowed to Google, by the way. So, try not to Google if you're watching along.
We just have to have a good old-fashioned discussion about it, like the old days.
All right. Well, that was an excellent second story, and let's move on to Jasmine, your second story.
All right. My other, once again, the paranormal stuff, the weird stuff that I've been.
I don't understand why maggots are paranormal.
I know. I was expecting somebody
online did ask, where does the paranormal thing come into the maggot store?
The whole reason was because it was the Halloween week. Because
the rat believe in ghosts.
And no, I felt there was just something weird.
Man, sounds like a story dismantling to me.
There was something very weird happening that week. So, but basically, I've had just weird stuff with different apartments. And. So this other apartment that I was living in, the kitchen overlooked, this is when I was in, I'm actually from Northern California, so it was when I was in the Bay Area. And so this apartment that I moved into, the kitchen window overlooked this kind of like an empty, it was like a business center that had a few offices. So there was like a chiropractor's office. There was a middle one that had, it was like a spa. And then there was like a billing. It was a very bizarre building. Like I've never seen anything like it. And it didn't take me long to figure out what the middle building was because there was always a car driving in, stuck around for an hour and left. So because it was my kitchen window, I started looking and it would be men that would drive up to this office, which was what I learned to be a spa. So it had spa on the outside. So
I want to work at a sensual massage place.
Yeah.
I want to be at the desk. Or I want to work at a strip club as a house mom. I'm really looking for this. So if anybody out there has any leads, I really do want to do that.
Well, in the Bay Area.
I think he would be fine.
There would have been this one.
Take back dinner.
Probably. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Continue your story.
The reason I didn't know at first what was happening is just I started looking at these cars that would pull up. And then it was always men that would get out, and then they could never just walk into the building. They'd have to knock on the door. And then that's when I saw that there was these cute little Asian girls, women, dressed up in, like, you know, their little bikini, lingerie stuff. So then I realized, okay, it's not a spa. And so it made sense.
Where did you see those girls in their bikinis?
They were, my window literally looked over into this parking lot. So you could actually.
They were outside in San Francisco weather in bikinis?
Oh, no. It was like in San Jose. So I'm San Jose. Or Campbell, California. It's Bay Area. So about an hour from San Francisco.
Same question, though. It's pretty chilly up there and they're out in the parking lot.
They opened the door. And you could just see them. And then and I could see it straight through. And the men would go in. So it just became like an entertainment thing. Like anytime my friends would come over, I'd be like, you want to see the rub and tug like across the parking lot? And then sure enough, like you'd see all these men always. And it was just men for like about an hour and they take off. So it just became entertainment. But then I was sleeping actually one night. And my mind was always like, okay, it's just a matter of time before these people get caught. Like, how can this be happening? Right. And so finally one night I wake up and there's like, you know, police cars and sirens. So pretty much a raid. And so in the Bay Area, I mean, there was.
You call it paranormal. I call it prostitution.
I'm getting there. So pretty much there was a big prostitution problem, like kind of like even in my parents' neighborhood, there was there's a casino, and it was just kind of something that I started seeing everywhere in the Bay Area. And but anyway, so this whole raid thing that happened, so I see men actually, they got were handcuffed and stuff, and then there were the girls that they brought out. So it was very like a movie-like setting. I did see a stretcher come out though with the covered body. So that's when I'm like, okay, this is actually a little bit more real. So I had 3 months in my lease, and I'm just like, okay, I want to get the fuck out of here, because I now at this point, now that this is an empty building, I don't think I want to live here anymore. So the paranormal thing that happened, this is about a week after. So that building's completely empty. I'm freaked out now. So I kept the curtains shut. I didn't want to look out that parking lot anymore. And I was walking to my cars going to work, and I actually saw this girl like kind of hunched down, and she's crunch. by my tire, by like the back of my car. And I was like, are you okay? And she didn't say anything. And then I said, do you live here? So I did this motion. And then when I looked back, she was gone. Uh-huh. So I went back to my apartment because I kind of was in shock. I didn't know what to do.
You thought that was the dead prostitute?
I didn't know what to think, because I'm looking and I'm like, my car, I didn't see where she would have gone, and it happened really fast. And I literally did this motion and I looked back and she was gone. So I didn't know where she would have ran into. I go back into my apartment because I'm like really just freaked out. And all the lights were on in my apartment, mm-hmm. and one of the faucets. So.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. No, seriously,
that's what I thought. That's what I Damn. No, it was a lot. And so I only lived there, like, I actually was able to break the lease, like, a month earlier.
Well, I don't believe that shit.
Yeah. Like, you didn't ask, like, what, like, if there's a dead body comes out of a building next to mine, I'd be asking
Research.
All the neighbors.
No, no.
There yeah. was, you at least Google and oh, no, see no, no. What, who I, died. No,
there was the story. Like, I mean, I didn't go over all that. Uh-huh. There was the whole story.
What is the whole story?
The
what
whole
happened?
Story, there was just, there was a raid, and there was, like, I don't know, they had to investigate, and...
Well, what was the dead body?
Yeah, what do the jerkers have to do with it? Like, what the...
No, I don't, I...
Jesus.
No, so...
did somebody get killed? Who's,
yeah,
the,
who
who's the ghost? Is the ghost way, a whore? Is this a whore?
No,
ghost? Is this a,
no, I was...
By the way, I just want to say, this is me before we start the podcast. We won't get dirty because I know you have like a really political... No, I'll say anything. So where's the jerkers? What was the jerker doing?
No, I don't...
I'm trying to tell you.
No, it was like one of those things that you could like look up the story, and then there wasn't really much that I could find out about it. So... And I don't know if it's because there's like, it was like a foreigner type of situation.
So you don't know who died. You don't know who was on the stretcher.
No, I have no idea.
Was it a big body or
no,
a little
it was like,
body?
It was like
stretcher.
A little body, and like I could see like long hair.
You
so
could see the lube
figured...
fall from her hand or something.
I figured it was a girl, and I didn't know what had happened, but. I mean, it's just because there were so many stories in the Bay about all these prostitutes and all these kind of raids around these hotels in the Bay Area.
What time of day was it that you went down there and saw that
this
girl?
This was like, I was going to work at like 5:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. So it was still pretty dark.
And I know that you're not even saying this, but like, it's funny to think that like you saw that ghost and that pissed her off. And she's like, oh, I'm going to show her. I'm going to go do some ghost shit in her apartment real quick.
Yeah.
Turn all these lights on.
Yeah.
Faucet. Classic.
I've had ghost shit.
Yeah.
So if you were on your way to work, why did you go back to your apartment?
Because I was in shock and I really didn't know what to do. I just like.
She thought she just saw a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, at 5:30, I mean, I could see that. 5:30 in the morning, you see a goddamn ghost.
Yeah. And I didn't, because it's like one of those things like you're rushing, you're in work mode, and then you get to your car and you're like, are you okay?
Now you're in ghost
and
mode.
Now you're
totally
gone.
Different mode.
So
you
work
had
mode,
me till that
ghost
part.
Mode.
You had me till that part. Yeah, I've seen a ghost.
Yeah.
Before.
Jessica's not this fucking ball and chain story.
Here we go.
And I don't. And afterwards, I didn't run to my hotel room. And
what did you do?
I had.
You did run on one, didn't you?
Oh, I ran when I saw the ghost here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the ghost here. I just saw some weird shit go down in front of me, and then I ran out of the
door
back of,
moved.
A ghost pulled the handle several times.
Too,
it's a
I,
it was
I
a pocket door, Jessica, and it went boom, boom, boom. So whatever. It was a pocket door. But I did see a ghost head before, and then it disappeared.
Yeah.
And then I had to go on stage because it was backstage in Las Vegas at the old Dunes Hotel at the, when the Comedy Store was there at the Dunes Hotel. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. I saw it.
I believe you. I do.
Okay.
I have seen it.
But I would have never been like, I can't do my set. I got to go up and regroup in my hotel room.
Well, I didn't want to even walk into my car. Like, I just was, it was dark and I just went into that shock of
deer
and headlights. And then I went back because I thought, okay, I got to call someone. And I don't want to be out here in the dark.
How many years ago was this?
This was, and when I was in San Jose, it's like probably 5 years ago.
So you had a cell phone.
But yes,
you had to, you had to go up to your apartment and use a real phone?
No landline. I think I've had a cell phone since like what, like late 90s even?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Why don't you just get your cell phone? I would have gotten in my car, locked it, and used my cell phone.
I didn't want to be by my car.
The part, I don't know. That part I don't think is all that weird. She sees a crazy thing and just freaks out and runs away.
No, I mean,
that's one of the like.
Yeah, but I think I would have gotten my car.
Yeah,
that's where the ghost was. You didn't hear?
No, she was outside the car. Yeah, outside the car.
How do you know she didn't apparate into the car?
Great word. Great word.
Is that a real word?
Ghost shit.
Is that
it's a real word.
Ghost shit.
It's a real word in the Harry Potter series.
It is? Okay. Yeah. That's, if that's a reference we're using, Michael, it's about perfect. What are people online saying, Austin?
Well, Jason Borland wants to know, Jazz, did you know that both stories aren't supposed to be true? Or are there? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm having a stroke right now. Somebody call an ambulance. Jason Borland says, does she know, talking about Jazz, one of the stories is supposed to be true. So he thinks you told both lies. And then adds, liar, liar, ghost on fire. Other than that, we've got three people already going with this story being a lie. Ken Lofgren, Borland, Doughboy. And Ken Lofgren just dropped some really long paragraph. So give me a second. I'll read
that. Okay, yeah, because I want to know why they.
Go to the car, too. I think it seems safe in there. But I know that's kind of where that seems like the safest spot.
5 years ago,
you would
to
look
run
around.
Back to your apartment to use a landline?
No, I didn't have a landline.
She wanted to be in a safe place.
The apartment is for the safety.
Yeah.
But little did she know. Ghost shit inside the apartment.
Classic ghost shit.
I had a crackhead run up to my car and had the same fear.
What do you mean a crackhead?
Like, I was actually, it was like 2 a.m. and I was driving and there was a guy just standing in the middle of the street. And I had to go. My light was green and he was just standing and he just ended up charging at my car. And what you would think, like a ghost, right? But obviously it's a real person. And so he ran at my car, and then I had to drive around him. But I remember I was just like shaking.
Yeah, I had a guy get out of get out of his car and spit on me.
What? That was.
But that's
Tinder
her Tinder date. Jinx.
Yeah, we were role playing.
Wow. Well, that's a good story. I mean, you told two really good stories. That's interesting. Yeah. Going up to your apartment. But how did... So the lights were all off in your apartment and they were all on and the water was...
Yeah, because I leave early. Uh-huh. I had a commute then. Uh-huh. Come back and I want to pay the electricity, you know? So...
Right.
I turned everything off, but it was just odd that the one faucet was on. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I would never leave a faucet.
So what did she look like?
It was this pretty Asian girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you saw her whole body.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw a ghost, I only saw the head.
Oh, yeah. No, she was like, you know,
was she like in
crouched.
A fetal position?
She like crouched. Like
she was like this. I'm ready. What do you think she was? Like, was she like, how was she laying?
You've seen the Grudge.
Kinda like,
you know how they be.
I hate to make that comparison. Yeah, but.
Like
you said,
ghost shit.
Yeah, exactly. Ghost shit. And like, it's one of those things you're like, did I really see that? Or is, you know, a movie in your head.
What did her hair look like?
Like long black hair.
Was it like in her like face? Like the
she looked like. it was a Grudge.
All right. Austin, what are people saying?
Always 54 says if the ghost can apparate into the car parking lot area, then apparating in the apartment should be no problem at all.
Well, it did apparate in the apartment.
But not in front of. Apparating would be appearing, like, becoming an apparition in front of it. Didn't do that. And Ken Lofgren tells us his little ghost story that he was playing Madden in his dorm one night and turns around to see his volume on his stereo being turned up with nobody around or nobody near.
That's some more classic ghost shit.
Yeah.
Knobs.
Yeah.
I love knobs.
But then
cabinet doors. Lasers,
Christian
switches.
Tagged onto that and said, Kenneth, it was probably the CIA agent that watches him because he's very into conspiracy theories. So
he's a different duck. He's a different duck.
He is, yeah.
Wow, you know, how long after that experience from the death, how long?
It was a week.
It was a week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems like some pretty powerful stuff to go down in the apartment.
Well, it's funny, too, that the rat died in a week.
Uh-huh. It's always a week.
It's a Halloween related. I'm weirded out by stuff. And I've had just in general, like my mom, we had when my grandpa passed. This is another weird thing that had happened. My grandpa passed. And she sent me a picture and she said that the tension rod of the shower curtain was like lowered all the way. Like, and that was just the weirdest thing to me. So I've had that
happen.
They
just fall sometimes.
No, this one was like,
it's called a tension rod, you know.
It was tension and it.
And sometimes the tension breaks.
No, yeah. It was literally like someone had taken it and moved it all the way down.
Yeah. But it can slide down like that. Yeah, that's happened to me before.
I don't know. It was right after my.
Did your grandpa like to shower a lot
without a curtain? Or,
I don't know. It was like, that's finally, weird stuff.
Finally, I'll get this goddamn curtain the way I wanted it all these years.
Yeah. I just have a hard time believing that last part of the story. I mean, and that it was only 5 years ago and that you didn't Google and find out what had happened there. That's weird to me. Like,
I was looking into the story for a while. And then
for how
I
long
just,
were you looking into the story?
Probably like up until I moved to OC. Because I moved to Sacramento for a bit and I just well, that's part of my past.
All right.
Real quick, A13VJ wants to know, small feet or none on the ghost?
Yes. Did you see your feet?
Was it a tail situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casper style.
Probably wearing flip-flops, really cute little flip-flops. I don't know.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
All right, Trey's first story. He was an Applebee's waiter in college in Cookeville, Tennessee, and this super Cajun-sounded swamp person.
How convenient. Hold on, Cookeville?
What?
Cooksville, yeah. Tennessee.
Cooksville, he's a waiter?
Yeah, but then it would only be ironic if it was Waitersville.
Mm.
Nice.
You don't know shit about irony.
There's lots of Vills. I can attest that there's lots of Vills in the East Tennessee area.
Oh, yeah,
there's Sevierville's by there, somewhere Hendersonville. So.
Maryville. Yeah.
So he's an Applebee's waiter in college in Cookeville, Tennessee, and the super Cajun-sounded swamp person and his meth monster wife stumble in with their five little waterhead babies, and it is a super busy shift, is tough on Trey because he hasn't been there too long, and when he gets to the dad's order, he just quickly blasts through his order to him, and Trey realizes that the guy was missing a side order once he goes to ring it in, so he just tacked on the mac and cheese, which ends up really offending Swamp Daddy. So as a result, he fork flips the mac right off the plate, which really embarrassed poor Trey because the manager took his side. So kind of sucked for Trey. Story two, he landed a prank show pilot for CMT in Knoxville, Tennessee called Prove It by Snorting Hot Sauce, where his responsibilities included getting chest slapped from a dirty toilet mop and eating blindfolded peppers that looked all the same to him and sing Taylor Swift songs in a banana suit. With a separate group of super Mormony Mormons, put that in quotation marks because that's his words, but he never huffed air freshener, Jessica, so that's one thing you guys don't have in common. Unfortunately, the project never got greenlit, and he had a terrible 4 or 5 years after that.
Huh. Yeah.
Probably being a Knoxville to do that.
Yeah. That's about the size of it. The peppers were not blindfolded.
You were blindfolded.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I think I'm going to say that the second one is a lie.
Why?
Just a feeling. You know, just ghost shit.
Ghost shit.
I just have this feeling. I don't know. I did say that maybe it was because he's remembering all this and telling the story. But the way it sounded more like a country X Factor, not like a prank show to me. You know what I mean?
But when you did those pranks, you did it like in public places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like
but not
camera.
To other people, but to him.
No, that's true. Not to other. I mean, unless you can't get in like. Aggressively sang to by a banana. You know what I mean?
You know, this is trauma. This is very real trauma. I can hear it in his voice. He had to do this shit. You know what I mean? He said banana aggressive like 6 times since we started.
You know what's interesting is before we started the show, he's like, I'm notorious for being like the worst liar around my friends. And I didn't see that big of a difference between the truth and the lie.
That's a liar thing to say, though.
Yeah. It really is.
He said that at the time.
Yeah, I was like,
he's gaming y'all.
Yeah.
Because I believe both stories. I got a huge issue on my hands back here.
Who were the other comics that got, were the other three on that show?
My buddy Drew, who tours with me and lives out here now, his wife, who's an actress, not a comic. And then this guy, the Knoxville guy named, his real name's Eric. He went by Waylon.
Oh, did you see that, Huff?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's very acting.
If you, now, I don't have time to go into it.
You guys are tripping. I believe
it. It was a whole thing with him, with Eric / Waylon / he had like 4 different names, and it was a running joke amongst us. So we used to, when I had to say his name, it ain't worth getting into.
So when you were a waiter at the Applebee's and this situation happened with that gentleman and his family, what kind of table were they sitting at? Were they in a booth?
7 top, 2 adults.
Yeah, kind of like, yes. Like, it's not oval like this, but, you know, about like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, three chairs of 3 chairs, typically, with like a kid's seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only place we had to put 7 tops.
And when he,
I guess you could have the big round ones, but it wasn't one of those.
And when he flicked the bun away, did one of the children like catch the bun, or they were just like, just let daddy flick that bun away?
Definitely. Well, first of all, he flicked it like in my general direction and out onto the floor, but and they were behind him, so they would have had to like jump up and go around him to get it. But also, yeah, they were.
Were all the kids quiet as this was happening?
No, I mean they were like, coloring like on the table and fucking.
So they were. It was normal for their dad to act this way. They weren't like shocked.
Yeah. Did you hear the way I described the guy?
Yeah.
Very normal.
That's a difficult one to decide.
Leah thinks that the first story, the Applebee story, is a lie based on the fact that it was such a boring story that there were no teeth to it, which to me kind of usually would make me tend to believe that it's true.
Is teeth to it. This guy pitched a fit over some mac and cheese.
I'm just the messenger here
roll.
For the folks on YouTube. Don't blame
Look,
me.
Leah. No.
I'm not supposed to go with what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not supposed to go with Kenneth here, but I believe the second story. I think there's just something simple enough to invent about this.
Yeah, and because he did say I'm not a good liar, I think that his lie wouldn't have been as inventive as the second story. It would have been super simple.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Or he's just such a bad liar that he went with something extravagant like an idiot.
Or
but
like
I don't
you
think
just said,
case.
He's so good that he has set all of you up. And you guys are fucked.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
You know, nothing's going to happen to us, Jessica, if we lose this game today. You know that, right?
Yeah, you go home, your fucking water's going to be out.
You ghost.
I've been a ghost this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm apparating everywhere.
You're apparating.
Apparating.
Okay, I'm going to say the second story is the true story. And what are you going to say, Austin?
Oh, God, it's tough. And I'm kind of counting up votes here for the audience right now. Right now I have Leah and A13 as first lie. Kenny Marino, Doughboy, Jason Borland all going second lie.
Wait.
I'm never right when Kenny plays. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the team monkey bone situation. Yeah. With
Kenneth and I, we're good. We need to be opposite, I think.
Yeah, but whenever you say that and we go opposite, we always lose because then I'm all like, oh, you should vote with you and Kenny. And then Jessica's always right.
We got to figure out where you fit into this whole thing.
Doughboy says no buns at Applebee's or no rolls as
I think
Trey
a roll does come with a steak dinner. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It definitely. This has been
that's 10 or more.
This has been, I mean, I was 22. This has been over 10 years ago. They definitely dinner roll at
if
that time. They
steak,
may not now,
you get a
I don't
roll.
Know. But they definitely used to, 100%.
Yeah.
I think that is, I'm gonna stick and say second story is a lie because I think that is an important detail.
So you hold on. So the first story is the Applebee's.
Right.
You think that's true?
I think that's a lie. I'm saying the second story is true because I can't remember rolls at Applebee's. And where my family's from, there's the Applebee's is the only place to eat, and I don't remember rolls.
Dude, I don't know if I remember rolls at Applebee's.
I don't either. I've been to some Applebee's. And my Applebee's is my least favorite of the chain restaurants, yeah, but yeah. I cannot still remember
a roll.
Every white trash eatery that you go to is going to have a roll, especially with a steak.
Did you guys right. have Sherry's?
It was like... No.
No. Wow. No. Well, sorry, we'll move on. No. Right.
That's idiot. Some Northwest West shit right
yeah,
there, right?
Bad. Yeah, Northwest yeah. indeed.
Yeah. what do you think, Jazz? Which one of his stories do you think is true or false?
I think...
Use your intuition. Let me
ask the Asian girl.
Let me apparate a little bit. I feel like the second story could be true.
Oh, so you think the Impractical Jokers is true?
I do, yeah, because I just feel like that. I mean, who would snort hot sauce? I mean, how can you make that up?
I know so many dudes in high school that snorted hot sauce, yeah. though. So many.
So many? Yeah. What do you mean so many?
They did it all the time at lunch, whatever.
True is what I mean.
You think the Impractical Jokers thing
is
true?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was...
God.
There was a lot to it.
Yeah.
I'm actually going the same way. I think the first story is a lie. So I think that Trey's a little more cunning than he's letting on. Yeah.
We got to figure
the
it out.
There was no birthday song. Yeah. You know, the first one.
Yeah.
I believe there's a birthday song at Applebee's.
Yeah. It's so funny that this whole outcome relies on if buns are at Applebee's and if Impractical Jokers was on long enough to spawn a show like that. That's the only thing where I get a little tied up.
What if that show spawned Impractical Jokers, though?
No. No, yeah. They were already... It was on the air for sure. I don't know if they had just started or what, but like... It
God,
was
that's
definitely
where it makes me think
thing.
It's not true, and then I almost want to go against it. What do you're saying the second story is true?
Nope, I'm saying that the Applebee's is true.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm going to switch. I'm going to say this is how I lose the game. I'm going to say the Applebee's
story.
Oh,
I don't want you with me.
Oh.
But again.
That was pretty bad.
You and Ken Lofgren are in a way in the same boat because he's wanting to switch too. So I'm just throwing that out there. I know you guys have some weird chemistry when you guys start voting against each other.
I'm going to switch because I just can't. In order to get Spawn a second show off of the popularity of one show, that was a show that was on True TV. And I think it kind of took a while to take off because my kids were really into it. God. I'm gonna say the first. I'm switching. The first story is true.
Okay, welcome to my world.
All right, Trey.
Can I go now?
Let me make sure.
This is the worst
right.
part, just so everyone knows. As far as I'm concerned,
Jessica, true. First story, true.
First story, true.
First story, true. Yeah. Mike, first story, lie.
Yeah,
and me too, and you too, with Jess.
Okay. All right. So, which story is the lie?
The Applebee story.
Oh, yeah! Whoa!
Told you I didn't want you with me.
I worked at O'Charley's. I did White Tables for 5 years. I worked at O'Charley's. I had many such encounters with people like that.
Uh-huh.
That specific one I made. And that's actually because it really is a thing with my friends that I'm a bad liar. And my strategy was pick something that's like,
you've done
really, really close to a thing that could be true but isn't, like a shitty, you know, table story from being a server. So that's how I landed.
So you never waited tables at Applebee's?
Mm-mm, just
so you can't tell us if they have rolls.
No, or the birthday song. Dude, honestly, the birthday that was the part I was like, oh. Fuck. you asked me, and my knee-jerk reaction was, no, I never said, because O'Charley's, which is a very similar place, they really don't do the birthday song, they never have.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, saying, and I was like, no, we didn't do that. And then immediately I was like, fuck, I bet Applebee's does that shit. And then I thought that was going to be the thing that sunk me. The second one is completely true. They had the North South, like, the production company that makes the Practical Jokers is called North South, and the South in that is Knoxville for whatever reason. They're like based there, and that's how that ended up happening.
I love our podcast just for the fact that today we're like, oh my God, we got Trey Crowder. We're twirling our hair by the end of the podcast. That fucking Trey Crowder is an Applebee's story.
Not me and Michael or Jazz, but.
Trey are just closer now.
Let's move on to Jazz's stories.
All right, Jazz's first story. She's experienced a lot of weird paranormal stuff, and that has nothing to do with this story, but almost. she's over in Huntington Beach, and she stumbles across some kind of beach worm, and she scoops this thing up to investigate it with her new bathroom fan, and then there were two of them all of a sudden in the bathroom, and she goes back in the bathroom later, and suddenly there's like five. They're followed from the ceiling fan, the new fan in there. So she tapes the thing shut, the fan, with paper, but they're aggressive and broke through. Luckily, the maintenance guy found out it was just a dead rat that somehow she did not smell after all that time, which my grandfather had a dead rat in his hunting truck, an old Ford. It smelled terrible. I mean, we couldn't find it. It was like in the engine somewhere. Yeah. Smelled terrible. I don't know if I buy that. But story two, she moved into an apartment that was overlooking a business center with a bunch of oddly placed businesses where cars would pull up and guys would walk in with cute little Asian girls in bikinis. So she came to realize it was a good old-fashioned Jack Shack. But one night, the cops cracked down on prostitution in the Bay Area and raided this building, and possibly a dead hooker was removed from the building.
I would think it wasn't a raid. It was somebody died, so that's why they got called.
Could be that. Yeah, it could be that. And then she goes out to the car at 5:30 a.m., and there's a little Asian girl hiding behind her rear tire. She turns around for just a second, and suddenly the ghost of this Asian girl disappears. She's freaked out, and when she goes back inside, all her lights and her faucets were on. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Ghost shit.
Boo.
Yeah, I, you
like
know,
the recap.
Why? I think, so if you're saying that a young girl died in the Jack Shack, mm-hmm. if you're saying that, what would a young girl, then it must have been either an aggressive
murder,
and that you wouldn't have that information. Like if a guy just had a heart attack and it was like some guy, that makes more sense than it would be a girl. That's where
that's where I'm getting hung up too.
What are your thoughts there, Trey? How can I escape this podcast room as fast as possible?
I've had a good time. I mean, I guess I'm leaning towards the second one being the lie, just because all the ghost shit at the end of it.
Thank you.
Too much ghost shit, and it's too on the nose ghost shit. To me, the first one is pretty, like, I guess, I mean, and I did the same thing, but the first one is kind of just a very standard sort of thing that you get a dead rat, it gets maggots, they do maggot shit.
Right.
Maggot shit.
And I'm on board for maggot shit, you know?
And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, but again, maybe that's like part of, maybe you got a strategy there.
But here's my big question. How did that ghost know what apartment you lived in?
Because I was always looking. Like, I believe in energy. So actually with the rat thing, I thought there was like a bad omen trying to tell me to leave the apartment. Like, I'm one of those, everything, if there's something weird, it's I'm believing it's something telling me. So the rat was kind, that was the whole bad energy. And then I realized, okay, I had to calm down. But the girl, I think that was, I was putting the energy that I was recognizing that building like all the time. And I did look for like a few days after. So I just thought maybe I was attracting that energy.
Maybe when, just before that girl died, she was looking out her window and made eye contact with this poor Asian woman. And she saw her close the door in her bikini and then she died. And that was the last person she looked dead in the eye.
I don't want to see that look on your face as you repeat a story ever again, Jessica. Number one, you were like really fucking invested. I was like, God damn, girl. Shit. What are people online saying, Austin?
Right now, one of the more interesting things I found is that Leah is going with the first story being a lie because she can't believe that somebody doesn't know what a maggot looks like.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, you know, I would think. But what's tripping me up about that first story is that she started out with the paranormal thing. She was like, here's something paranormal that happened. Well, and then never went into something paranormal.
Well, I think she just now kind of explained that.
She well, now she covered her ass. But in the time, she messed up. And that's why I kind of, I'm leaning towards that.
She also, like, her maggots, like, would you call maggots like squishy?
Is she worms?
She said it was like, I was picturing like a slug.
Well, I forgot who it was, but they were like,
maggots are real small.
Well,
real small.
I Googled mealworms right away. Uh-huh. I thought it was, because I've never seen maggots. So I right away was like, oh, it's a mealworm. Uh-huh. And then I've seen like what people feed reptiles
fish?
And fish. Well, so I was like, where's the source, you know?
But you know, when I, as I shared my lovely trailer story about the maggots, there was like
100 maggots. Right. Like, yeah. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, they were coming.
But you said there were only like five or
but
two.
But there were a shitload. Mm-hmm. There were so many up there that a couple trickled out is what it sounded like.
Right. Yeah. How many days do you think it takes a rat to start smelling?
Immediately. Yeah. They stink already. They
she
already
said it
stink.
Was during the hot time mm-hmm. when, yeah.
Not right away.
Yes.
They already stink. They stink walking around.
I think it's convenient. It was an exhaust fan. That's what that covers that part for me, I think.
Oh. Good point. That actually fucks with my whole. That's how I was gonna decide.
It's sucking the smell up and out.
But, damn, yeah,
but the
Jay,
fan,
that's
but the
crazy.
Fan isn't on all the time.
Yeah, and when it was dead in my grandpa's truck, it's under the carriage of the truck somewhere, and somehow we're smelling it all the way inside this old 1970s truck. I ain't even got air conditioning.
That you smell gasoline, you get high because I have an old truck.
Yeah,
I'm high right now.
Yeah. All right. So, what are you voting, Jessica?
I'm gonna vote that the ghost shit is a lie.
The ghost shit is a lie.
I think the maggot shit is real.
Okay.
Whoa.
me too, just because, like, if it's not, if it's the other way around, it's like, you know, we're acknowledging some ghost shit. Like, that's crazy.
I don't believe ghost shit.
But that's the thing. Somebody commented on here that everybody believes their own ghost shit. So she could be as convicted as possible because it happened to her. It doesn't matter if y'all believe it or not.
So that
because
could,
it's her own, you know, it's something that happened to her.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense.
So she could just be crazy. But if she believes it, that still counts as... Okay. Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out, if that second story is true, we're just trying to figure out who turned on the faucet
and
the lights.
That's where I've witnessed two ghosts, fuck y'all, and that's where you lose me is the faucet
me too.
The lights. Because maybe if it was 5:30 in the morning, you just left your house. With the water on and the lights on, maybe you weren't focusing because it was so early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. All damn. Right. Michael, ghost shit, not real.
Okay. I'm going to vote the ghost thing is not real
not
either.
Real.
Yeah.
And Michael, what was yours?
Oh, shit. I'm going to vote the ghost thing is not real. I can't believe I'm going with it.
And Trey, I'm sorry. Same.
Woo, come
Austin,
on with me.
Austin?
I'm a believer of ghost shit. So I'm going
yes,
ghost
he believes,
shit.
Yeah.
Real.
He thinks there's been 7 ghosts in here so far.
Well,
during
today.
This hour. Yeah. All right, Jazz, what story is the lie? Dun, dun, dun.
The lie is the ghost story.
Yes! Yes!
But I would like to say... no, the rat was, I did think was something like bad to like... You know,
right.
You
like
really
omen.
Didn't smell it?
I didn't smell it.
That's
didn't
so
smell
weird.
It. Yeah. And
that's
but
so weird.
At the same time... For work, I was traveling to Arizona a lot, too.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it was I was back and forth. But I did live next to the Rub and Tug. Shit you not. All that stuff happened, but not the raid and the
right.
arrest. But I did watch men go in and out and have my friends, like, look from the kitchen window. Like, there they are.
No,
and
yeah.
so no one ever, you know,
See,
caught
it's
them.
It's a safe job, and I still want to do it now.
Okay, you can be the house mother at the Rub and Tug.
Somebody said that you should at least play that in a movie of nothing else.
Yes.
And I'd redirect them to Pornhub. Hopefully they'll find your features there.
Be the house mother and the bouncer. Those are two great stories from each of you. Thank you so much for playing along. Where can people find you? What do you have coming up? What would you like our listeners to know about you that they can go check out?
Me first?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. just Trey Crowder, T-R-A-E Crowder on all the social stuff. I tour a lot. Well Read, R-E-D, Well Read Comedy Tour, wellreadcomedy.com, find tickets, all that shit. And got some Comedy Central digital sketches, some that are out already and some more that we're working on right now. So
wonderful.
Check those out.
Oh, cool, nice. Cool. How old are your kids?
7 and 8.
Oh, it's going to go fast now.
It already is.
Yeah. And what about you?
So I'm Jazz Wick, W-I-C-K. You can find me Instagram, Jazzy Jokes. And I have a show at the Improv Irvine coming up Tuesday, February 25th.
Okay, great.
That's coming up. Uh-huh. I'm a big supporter of dogs. So that's what people know me as. And I also want to... A quick shout out to my family that we have a treat company, dog treat company that we started. So that's another thing. I want to kind of collaborate, maybe do some comedy events with Humane Society and stuff. But Howling for Treats is like our new little human, all natural dog treat that we're doing. So Nice. Really passionate about dogs.
Yeah, dog shit, dude.
Yeah, dog shit. So that's it for now.
All right, Michael, why don't you shout out your stuff?
Oh, here's my stuff. You can follow my Instagram at @HighFiveMichael. I'm doing stand-up around town all the time, and I post it when I'm going to do it on there. I'm funnier than this on stage, I promise. Come see me do stand up.
No, he's very, very funny. Thank you. What about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. I am hosting trivia at Barney's Beanery in Burbank on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. So come hang out there and we'll learn some stuff together or whatever you do at trivia. We are here at the Liars Club belly room of the world famous comedy store on March 3rd. So make sure you guys stay tuned to Instagram and stuff for that.
It's going
to
be a really great show.
We got Kyle Kinane. And we have
Eliza Traeger.
Eliza Traeger.
And we have Jack Jr.
Jack Jr.
Yeah. And, I have my fingers crossed for a secret guest. I'm still waiting to hear back from her. It's going to be good, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
Yeah, I asked, and I'm waiting to hear back.
We're also at Ice House March 13th. I don't know if we have anybody booked yet. Yeah. Put that on your calendars.
Oh, we have Jamie Kennedy, too.
On the Comedy Store show. Yeah, it's really going to be a great show. I'm sorry that you're going to be out of town because we would have loved to have you on that show, but we definitely will have you on another one.
Me too.
For sure. And by the way, our Ice House Pasadena show, what was it?
Sold the fuck out.
It was a really awesome show. Thank you so much for the Ice House for hosting our little show on that. And if you have Amazon Prime, do me a big favor and go on there. And if you could check out my comedy special, it's more of a confessional special with comedy called My Whole Story and my little documentary I made called Pervs. And it has all sorts of cool people in it, like Felipe Esparza, Lori Kilmartin, Paul Provenza, Joey Diaz, and many, many more. I would certainly appreciate that. And we are going to be at the North Carolina Comedy Festival on March 26th and 27th.
Yeah, before that, we're in Alabama.
We're at the Stardome in Alabama, and a great club, and we'll see how that goes. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So if you're out and about in those kind of areas, please give us a look up.
Yes, and follow me at Jess Wellington, too. The week before that, too, 19th through the 22nd, I'm going to be opening up for Russell Peters at the Comedy Zone in North Carolina, so come there. Check me out. My two lines that I have in Good Girls is going to be coming up, so be watching that. The first episode just came out.
Oh,
so
nice, nice.
Should be any moment now. And watch my Grace and Frankie. And thank you, guys. You have been lied to.
Oh, did you guys feel that? I think it was a ghost maggot. Just
I'm not telling that one.
Disney believe you. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.